Where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
Oh, yep, pen.
Okay.
Well, that was a good idea. I don't know who thought them questions up.
Be milking outside.
Let's see.
Milk and
cheese. Where, would milk you get milk and butter? You know, a place where you can go and get milk and butter.
Oh, a store.
No, okay, not a store. The place that...
Dairy.
Okay.
I'm a city boy.
I see. So you would call a dairy, well, I mean, if I asked you what a dairy was, what would you tell me? Just describe what a dairy means to you.
Well, a dairy is where the cows are and they milk the cows. Okay. They put the milk in big cans, mm-hmm. and they sell it to the processors.
Okay.
So you call the dairy...
Okay, let's see. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let all the animals just walk around?
You know, where the cows are.
Barnyard, okay. And the place that you let other animals go out to graze? I think you already told me that.
The pasture, the field, or whatever, yeah.
Do you know a difference between an open range and a pasture? Would you know?
Yeah, open range. Pasture is where it's fenced in. You got an open range is... Of course, the open range is, you don't have much open range anymore. That's in Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is. They did everything fenced nowadays.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
Yeah, open range.
Do you know how cotton is grown and
raised? Well, not really. I don't know. You pick the ticket.
It's open range.
But I don't know much about raising.
What do you call the grass that grows up in fields that you don't want?
Johnson grass.
Johnson grass? Well, tell me about that. I don't know about it.
Well, it's just grows in corn fields and everything else, and you got to get a whole that Johnson grass out. It grows tall. Mm-hmm. It's old tall grass.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like little corns. It looks like, you know, when it first started, but it's corn. It's just what's called Johnson grass.
Okay. Okay, cotton and corn grow in
growing a field.
Okay. Tobacco is grown in a...
Tall. But, well, it's growing a field too if it's a base, but then what's it called a back
of
bacon?
How about what would you say were grown in a patch? Is there a difference to you?
Yeah, well, there's a patch, watermelon patch.
Okay.
Lord.
Like watermelon.
Yeah, tobacco patch, they call it tobacco patch, yeah.
What different kinds of fences can you tell me about?
Fences?
Fences, yeah.
Woven wire fence. Chain link fence.
Tell me about it.
Bob wire. Oh, you mean tell them. Tell you about it.
Tell me about
it. A woven wire.
No.
Well, woven wire fence. Just fence. We got a little squares in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 foot high, 4 foot high, come to different heights.
Uh-huh.
And a chain link fence is, it's links.
Uh-huh.
It's more of an industrial fence, commercial. And bob wire is just a piece of wire with a little bit of one of the sharp thing sticks out all around it. And it will hurt.
How about if you had a fence around your house?
Chain link fence.
White fence.
Picket fence.
What kind of fence would you call? It's made of split rails.
Split rail fence made out of logs.
Okay.
Split timber, split trees, split.
Yeah, and how are they put?
They're stacked.
They're stacked.
We lay one and cross over one and lay another one.
Okay. Cross.
I don't know what split rail fence is. That's what you're trying to find out, right?
Yeah.
Stacking them. It don't run straight. It runs at angles.
I see. Yeah.
Everything turned at angles. Yep. You turn one way and then turn over and then turn over that way.
It's
like a Z. I know what you're talking about. Well, let the thing run out of tape now. We don't want to waste no conversation.
That's right. Well, I think it's about to run out.
Stack. It don't run straight.
She messed it up.
Too much tape. Like a Z.